From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
We have a flood advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in the KPR listening area. The time is 6:06.
From NPR News, this is all
years. What's your advice, Democrat or Republican, man or woman?
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for a weather update. The National Weather Service has just issued a flash flood warning for portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Doppler radar indicating thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Between 1.5 and 3.5 inches of rain have already fallen. The expected rainfall rate is 2 to 3 inches in the next hour. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are possible. Flash flooding is either ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Wakefield, Riley, Leonardville, Olesburg, Randolph, and Tuttle Creek Lake. Flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas can be affected. Turn around. Don't drown when entering flooded roadways. Your best choice is to simply find an alternate route. Do not attempt to drive through flood waters. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Again, we now have a flash flood warning for portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and northwestern Riley counties. This is in effect until 10:15. Flash floods either currently occurring or about to occur in Wakefield, Riley, Leonardville, Olesburg, Randolph, and Tuttle Creek Lake. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
But the shirt is now will win the presidency. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:30. 6:36. In recent years, Israel's relationship with the U.S. has changed. Some analysts say it has not changed for the better. We will talk about it. Scott Detrow and Franco Ordonez, part of our Sources and Methods podcast series, coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
A flash flood warning is now in effect for southeastern Clay County, west central Pottawatomie County, and northwestern Riley County. This includes Wakefield, Riley, Leonardville, Olesburg, Randolph, and Tuttle Creek Lake. If you know of areas that are generally low-lying that often flood, assume they are full of water right about now. Between 1.5 and 3.5 inches of rain have fallen across that area, with expected rainfall rates over the next hour of 2 to 3 inches. Flash flooding is either ongoing or expected to begin shortly in portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Do not drive through flooded roadways. Turn around. Don't drown.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence and 84 in Topeka. The time is 6:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Got a flash flood warning in effect for portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties until 10:15 tonight. I'll tell you more in a few minutes. This is KPR, and it is 6:30.
will see a surge in ridership, as Atlanta's expected to welcome more than 200,000 fans to the city. In a statement, MARTA officials say safety and security is their number one priority, and the agency welcomes the opportunity to share that with federal officials. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Department for Children and Families needs to decrease its payment error rate for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or face a hefty fee. The potential fee comes from changes to SNAP made by President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill passed last summer. The state needs to decrease its payment error rate to under 6% by October or risk having to pay a portion of SNAP benefit costs, translating to roughly $20 million. DCF Secretary Laura Howard says the error rate started to increase during the pandemic.
The federal agency relaxed a lot of rules around the program.
Howard says the current error rate is at 7.5%, but she feels confident about getting below the 6% threshold over the next 4 months. The company building an underground nuclear reactor in Parsons, Kansas, has now chosen a construction company. Rachel Schnelli has that story.
Deep Fission has selected Day and Zimmerman as its construction partner for the 1 mile underground nuclear reactor. The Pennsylvania-based company will oversee the pre-construction planning and perform above-ground construction. During a webinar in April, Deep Fission's Mike Brazel said Day and Zimmerman has a history of manufacturing nuclear components. A news release from the company says it specializes in engineering, procurement, and construction. The 1 mile underground nuclear reactor is part of the U.S. Department of Energy's reactor program. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli in Pittsburgh.
A parasite that could threaten the entire American livestock industry was found in Texas earlier this week. New World screwworm larvae burrow into the skin of mammals. They plagued ranchers from Kansas to the Great Plains until the early 1970s. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed a screwworm case in a calf in La Pryor, Texas, about 45 miles from the Mexican border. Bud Dinges, the executive director of the Texas Animal Health Commission, says his agency will limit animal movement within a 12-mile zone around where the screwworm was found, and not just for cattle.
Within this zone, I have issued an executive order that places a quarantine on all warm-blooded animals. It is very important that all animal owners understand the importance of not moving their animals out of this zone at this time.
The USDA is also flooding the area with millions of lab-sterilized screwworms, which are used to control the population. A flash flood warning is in effect for portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties until 10:15 tonight. This includes Wakefield, Riley, Leonardville, Olsburg, Randolph, and Tuttle Creek Lake. You've picked up between 1.5 and 3.5 inches of rain thus far. Expect another 2 to 3 inches. Again, a flash flood warning for portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. This is KPR.
From NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming. You can hear both KPR1 and KPR2 online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
Stay tuned. We do still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. If you're joining us on KPR1 stations at 7 o'clock, news headlines followed by Stardate, then an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. At 8 o'clock, a special Classics Live. We are remembering the wonderful co-worker Chubby Smith, Jeffrey E. Smith. We miss him so much. He has passed away. So we are featuring a lot of the work that he engineered for us. Just an engineer and producer extraordinaire. We will hear one of the concerts he recorded coming up at 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night featuring music from the Vinyl Vault. That's all coming up on KPR1.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
A flash flood warning is in effect until 10:15 tonight for portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties, including Wakefield, Riley, Leonardville, Olsburg, Randolph, and Tuttle Creek Lake. Use caution if you have to be out and about. You have gotten a lot of rain this afternoon, and you're going to get more here in the next couple of hours. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Rolaids, containing a dual-active formula with the goal of neutralizing acid in seconds for heartburn relief. Rolaids spells relief. Learn more at Rolaids.com. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at RWJF.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
What's the result of a Senate debate over immigration funding and a spending agreement that President Trump made with himself? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. The very latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, a world divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
We do have a flash flood warning in effect for portions of Clay, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties through 10:15 tonight. This includes Wakefield, Riley, Leonardville, Olsburg, Randolph, and Tuttle Creek Lake. In addition to that, a flood watch through late tonight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. 83 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, welcoming you to a string quartet recital at Johnson County Community College. It's the Grammy-nominated St. Petersburg Quartet, who've played in Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, and the Library of Congress. Now they're here in the Polsky Theater, getting ready to bring us Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. First, here's a special arrangement made just for them of the famous Bach Chaconne.
Thank you. Well, our next piece is Shostakovich String Quartet number 7. And it was dedicated to his first wife, to the memory of his first wife who passed away in 1954. And Shostakovich composed this quartet a little bit later. And though Stalin's times were already gone and World War II was over more than a decade ago, the quartet still reflects a lot on these times. Thank you.
This next quartet is my absolute favorite, so we hope that you enjoy Ravel's string quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the wonderful string quartet by Maurice Ravel, played by the St. Petersburg String Quartet. The concert began with their violists, Boris Vaner's own arrangement for them of the Bach Chaconne in D minor. Before the Ravel, we heard the emotionally charged String Quartet No. 7 by Shostakovich. This amazing group has a long and impressive history. Founded in 1985 as the Leningrad String Quartet, they blazed a trail through chamber music circles, winning a number of notable international competitions across the world. When the city of Leningrad resumed its historic name, the quartet changed its name to the current St. Petersburg String Quartet. Relaunching in 2022 with two new members, Kansas City musicians, cellist Sasha Groshang, and violinist Ned Kellenberger. They joined KU's viola professor Boris Vaner, who's been a member since 2005, and founding member violinist Alla Aronovskaya. You can learn what's next for them at stpetersburgquartet.com, as well as checking out their numerous classical music, chamber music recordings available. While you're at it, check out kansaspublicradio.org for more information about this show, Classics Live. where each week we bring you a great local classical music concert to help share it with a wider audience. KPR sound engineer Chuck Smith recorded the show, and I'm your Classics Live producer, Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More info available at lmh.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. A Republican election overhaul that President Trump said should be Congress's top priority has failed in the Senate. Republicans,
NPR News, Washington.
The House passed a bill tonight providing Ukraine with more than $1 billion in security and reconstruction aid and making another $8 billion in loans available. The vote is a sign of impatience with President Trump's approach to the Russia-Ukraine war. It's the House's second foreign policy break this week with Trump after approving a resolution to halt the U.S. war in Iran. President Trump announced a $700 million investment in coal today, the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports.
U.S. coal production has declined by more than half in the past two decades. Now, Trump says he'll extend the life of 13 coal plants nationwide, plus open two new ones, restart another, and open a terminal in Oakland, California. That could export coal from western states such as Wyoming, whose Governor Mark Gordon says that'll help access the Asian market.
So to be able to open that Oakland port is absolutely essential for the lifeblood of our state and for our coal mines.
Supporters say Trump's latest coal investment will help keep electricity prices down, while the Environmental Defense Fund says it'll do the opposite and increase pollution. It comes as the administration blocks further development of wind and solar. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Merzbach in Jackson, Wyoming.
New York City officials say they're ready for
boost service to move up to 100,000 extra people, many going to the New York, New Jersey stadium where World Cup matches will take place. State and local officials are also stepping up anti-terrorism measures.
So you'll see more of a police presence, but also know that behind the scenes that our cyber analysts and experts are focused on this with every fiber in their being.
Mayor Zoran Bamdani says there may be even bigger crowds if a World Cup soccer game falls on the same day as a possible Knicks-Spurs NBA Finals home game.
This is a moment that we've been preparing for, we've been hoping for, and we feel fully prepared for.
The first World Cup match in the New York, New Jersey area is June 13th. Brian Mann, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
Stardate June 4th. The night sky can sometimes look like a tie-dyed t-shirt. Thank you.
That's the Lawrence Chamber Baroque Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Kay McIntyre. So glad to be with you on this Thursday evening. All day long, we've been featuring the music of Chubby Smith, our dear departed friend and sound engineer. That was recorded way back in February 2012. I dug into the KPR archives for that one. That was the Lawrence Chamber Baroque Ensemble. Amy Player on Corelli's Violin Sonata. We heard Bach's Flute Sonata with Annie Gnoyak. Bach's Solo Cello Suite played by Matthew Herron. And then the three of them together plus Stephen McDonald on the piano for Telemann's Suite. Again, that was recorded by Chubby Smith. He passed away last month. We'll hear more music recorded by Chubby later this hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. And now, Luigi Boccherini's String Quartet in G minor, played by Europa Galante on Kansas Public Radio. Boccherini's String Quartet in G minor, performed by the Europa Galante on Kansas Public Radio. It's a Baroque orchestra that specializes in period instruments, so that sounded probably much like it would have in Boccherini's day. From the University of Kansas, we're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.com. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Thursday night. We have an update from the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for portions of the KPR listening area, including East Central Pottawatomie and Southern Jackson County in Kansas. With that storm is reported quarter-size hail and 60-mile-an-hour winds. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for East Central Pottawatomie and Southern Jackson County. In addition, a flood warning is in effect for Wildcat Creek at Manhattan Scenic Drive in Riley County. That will remain in effect until tomorrow evening. Flood warnings also in effect for portions of Clay, Dickinson, Marshall, and Ottawa counties. In addition, a flash flood warning is in effect until 10:15 tonight for southeastern Clay, west central Pottawatomie, and northwestern Riley County. Some of those areas have received very heavy rainfall in short order, so minor flooding is expected. Turn around, don't drown, and keep it here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 75 degrees in Topeka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Good evening, I'm Kay McIntyre. We've been featuring music today recorded by our late sound engineer, Chubby Smith, who passed away last month. Chubby was
a wonder to behold in the recording studio. He took great delight in recording musicians of all kinds and all ages. We'll hear some of his work with younger musicians coming up. It's the young pianist from the IIYM, the International Institute for Young Musicians. This was recorded back in July of 2012. We'll hear Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, played by Brian Zhang, only 16 years old. Prokofiev's Piano Sonata, played by Evelyn Moe, only 13 years old. And Enrique Granados' The Maiden and the Nightingale, performed by Alice Zhu. That's on Kansas Public Radio, recorded by our own Chubby Smith. That's the work of our sound engineer and dear friend, Chubby Smith, from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 9:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has rejected a proposed ceasefire between Israel